On your marks, get set, go. Hello, this is Charlie. It's the Sunday service. I'll be servicing you until 12 midday morning. Fun and games, music and chat. The usual gubbins then, all right? Yeah. Oh, and the clocks changed, didn't they? Oh, dear.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
So it's not 11, it's 10. Black Keys, Gold on the Ceiling. This is Charlie, Pants on the Ceiling, Phoenix FM, 25 past 10. And before that, the 1975. And girls... Yeah, right to the end there. It's the Sunday service at 10:31 and 46 seconds as we go a little solemn. This is my confessional music. Because people have been up to no good. They've been doing the Halloween Walk of Shame. Nothing better than seeing a zombie or a witch walking down the road. Yes. Confessions of people with pets. Now, when people have... It's usually a dog. The smaller the dog, the cuddlier and the soppier the owner. You know, dogs that fit in handbags. I mean, it's not so bad with cats, but animal cruelty when, you know, you dress the dog up as a pumpkin or something, or an elf at Christmas. All over Twitter this morning, people being cruel to animals, not just by dressing them up for Halloween, but letting them sleep in their owner's beds. I'm in bed. Oh, are you ill? How ill are you? I'm in bed with the dog. There's nothing more unhygienic than having the dog. Now, if you're a woman who has a dog and you let the dog sleep in the bed with you, maybe it's not too dissimilar from having the hubby in bed. You know, you miss a warm body next to you that, you know, sometimes snores and occasionally wakes itself up. That's happened to me before. I could confess that one. The time that, you know, in the morning when you're just sort of stirring, you know, it's like 7:30, 7:45, and the light's coming and you think, oh, I could get up, but we haven't got anything to do. We can just doss around in bed and listen to the radio and have a chat, you know, like what couples do in the morning. And, you know, you're sort of just lying there and your eyes are closed and you can hear the occasional bird twittering in the garden. Soon to be followed by a cat going after it. Meow! And all of a sudden, the ambiance of your love shack is brutally interrupted by... morning. And your other half laughing. What's the matter with you? Yes, happened to me. Farting so loud in your sleep that you wake yourself up. So what better way is there to spend a Sunday morning than having a fun game? Maybe you're at home, maybe you're in bed, perhaps you're in the car, maybe you're operating on someone right now. This game can be played by all the family, and our special WhatsApp group entitled Possibly the Shortest Ever Radio Feature in the History of Broadcasting has people standing by ready to play. It's an easy game. All you have to do is guess what I can see in this here Phoenix FM studio. Yes, it's I Spy on the radio. Genius. Our special text-to-speech application will say your suggestions as they come in, so it's quickest fingers first.
Hello, I am the voice of the Phoenix FM I Spy machine. Are you ready to play?
So, here we go. I spy, with my little eye, something beginning with H or H.
Hoover.
Come on, when was the last time this studio saw a Hoover? But we have hamsters.
Headphones.
Of course it is. There's plenty of headphones here.
Broken headphones.
And there's plenty of those as well. I spy, with my little eye, something beginning with D.
Dipstick.
Dipstick. How charming.
Desk.
Yes, desk. That's more like it. I spy with my little eye something beginning with P.
Pillock.
Blimey, Charlie. Am I paying for this abuse or is this extra?
Presenter.
Presenter. Yes, there's one of those in here, but that's not right.
Printer.
Yes, printer. That's the one.
But we do not have any paper.
Well, we've got to think of the trees, haven't we? I spy with my little eye something beginning with W.
Whiteboard.
You're joking, aren't you? There's no whiteboard in here.
Window.
Yes, window. I spy with my little eye something beginning with B.
Buffoon.
Well, there are some around here who may think me as a buffoon, but nice try, no cigar.
Bog roll.
Oh, yes. Bog roll. Somewhere we do have some bog roll. I spy with my little eye something beginning with F.
Fireworks.
Yeah, fireworks. There's certainly some around my way, and in broad daylight, too, 2 weeks before bonfire night, but there's certainly none in this studio.
Fader.
Yes, fader. All 12 of them on this ear mixing desk. And that concludes our little game of I Spy on the radio for this morning's show. We might do that again sometime. Then again, we might not. No, not that one. Play the other one. That was the one that Noel nicked. Here's the current offering. It's Holy Mountain at Phoenix. It's a rather jolly one, that, isn't it? Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds, featuring Tin Whistle in an area. Holy Mountain at Phoenix FM, and that's obscure track that he used is this one. The Chewing Gum Kid, Ice Cream.
Ba-ba-ba. Choo-choo-choo-choo, that chewing gum, baby. And when we kiss, it gets in the way.
We could have just played this, couldn't we? Unfortunately, it's more of a playground song, but it's just the first sort of 10 seconds or so that, you know, you recognise from Noel Gallagher. So now you know. And when this guy turned up on the telly the other week, hordes of millennials were screaming, "Hello!" Mika, off of 10 years ago. Here's one of his. This is Relax.
Took a ride.
Not much else to say at the moment. I've been otherwise occupied with a sandwich. I stopped off at the co-op on the way here and got myself a meal deal. This is what my life's become. Radio show and a meal deal on a Sunday morning. Hi, I'm Charlie. And I never, ever... here's the sandwich, right? I am never able to get into sandwich packaging in one piece. And as someone with OCD, this really cheeses me off. You know, they've got those little tear strips, you know, tear along the dotted line. Like when you get an Amazon DVD and you're supposed to pull that tag and it goes... and it comes off and the DVD pops out. Never happens with me. And the same with sandwiches. I pull it and a little bit of cardboard comes off. And I have to get the scissors and cut into the packaging, round the plastic, through the cardboard, not cutting through the bread. And finally, I'm in to my very nice meal deal sandwich. It's the same with microwavable stuff. As a single guy, I consume a little bit too much microwavable gubbins, usually on a Friday night. No one loves me. You know, you're supposed to prick the foil lid a couple of times and bung it in the microwave, you know. Nuke factor 7, 2.5 minutes. And, of course, when it comes out, you're supposed to tear the packaging off, the lid off, gracefully. Never happens. Always comes off in about 8 different pieces. The same with yogurts as well. You know, you pull the foil lid off, it's supposed to come off in one graceful movement. Like a ballerina waltzing across, you know, the floor, like they do. Me, no. Foil bits in 3 or 4 pieces. It's never pleasant. That's me, my life, and I'm a little bit sad. 12 minutes past 11. More confessions like this coming up before 12. I've got plenty. These are the Rolling Stones. If you like your 80s gubbins, Xanthi's on from 2 with Greaties.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Holiday Inn Basildon, supporting local entertainment.
Ah, we're doing it that way around, are we? I thought I was doing the travel. I'll just have to just do that and do that and do that. Sing along now. Take it to the bridge. Throw it overboard. See if it can swim. Pack it to the shore. No one's in the house. Everyone is out. All the lights are on and the blinds are down. Chris Difford, Glenn Tilbrook and Jules Holland in that one. Squeeze. From 1987, that's Hourglass at Phoenix FM. Just gone a quarter to 12 midday.
Phoenix FM.
Don't stop. Foster the people at Phoenix FM. It's usually, thank you, around this point of the show, sort of 10 minutes away from the end, where I kind of find myself having run out of material. So nothing at all to talk about. No, nothing at all. So I could just do what they used to do on Baywatch. Do you remember on Saturday nights on Baywatch when they didn't have any plot to fill, you know, 2 or 3 minutes of the show? They just used to play some soppy music and run in slow motion. Doesn't really work on the radio, does it?